think in this beautiful feast, we are given the image of the heart of Jesus. Of all the different things we could imagine, the heart, which we think of Valentine's Day, the heart always has this beautiful reference to love, to devotion. And as we ponder these things, I was just going through just randomly a little bit, like the way God loves us, or the way God's shown us what love is. And honestly, for me, like that line in St. John's letter, that love is not so much that we love him, but it begins with being overwhelmed that he has loved us first, and how he has loved us first. It starts there. So we look at his love a little bit and just kind of randomly some ideas of love. I've heard it defined as love is the giving of oneself, just that utter self-gift. And what is God? God is love. God is just giving of himself. There's a Latin phrase in philosophy that goodness is diffusing of itself. God is goodness, and God just longs to share of himself. That's his nature. That's the core of his being, is to diffuse, diffusivum sibi, giving of himself. Also, I think this was Thomas Aquinas or Aristotle, one or the other, that love is to will the good of the other for the sake of the other. As opposed to, like, I want you to win so that I get something out of it. It's to will the good of the other for the other, and sometimes even at my own expense. That's love. Think of parenting, right? You will the good of your children for their own sake. Sometimes you get nothing out of it, and a great cost to yourself. That's love. And our Lord, obviously, most shows us that. And especially on today's feast, this image of the tender heart of Jesus, that tenderness of love. Think of the Eucharist. Our Lord just wanting to be here with us, wanting to just be a place where we can go, be safe, be sheltered, be consoled, kind of be overwhelmed that he seeks our smallness. He longs for my company. Why would God long for my company? I think it was Benedict XVI who wrote, even our shortcomings, our limitations, and our weaknesses lead us back to the heart of Jesus, who's attracted to weakness. Pride kind of like repels him, but weakness seems to attract him. And then lastly, this image of love, this that understands, and this is kind of touching on the first reading, it wants to repair damage done to love. You know, when you offend your spouse or someone you care very much about, it's one thing to say, I'm sorry, get over it, or even I'm sorry. But then, like, to go the extra mile and say, you know what, I really hurt you with that. What can I do to make up for the damage in our relationship? What extra mile can I run to make up for the damage done? The first reading as you're going through is so beautiful and tender that it was because the Lord loved you. It was because our Lord made you a people peculiarly his own. And he's so good and full of love to those who love him and keep his commandments, but he repays with destruction a person who hates him. At least I don't know about you guys, but I was like, well, that's not really happy to think about. Except if you finish the story, right? That the destruction and punishment due to those who hate God, who took the blame for that? God himself. Like, God puts himself in the place to make reparation for the due punishment, the damage that was done had to be made up for, but he himself puts himself there. And lastly, in all this, he says, as I have loved you in all these ways, I dare to challenge you, so you must go and love one another. The giving of yourself, the diffusing of that goodness in your hearts, or God's goodness in you, you being a channel to others, selflessly letting his love be poured out through your weakness and my weakness. A love that seeks the good of the other, not for some benefit to me, utilitarian, but rather just love, just for their own sake. A love that is tender, willing to listen, willing to sacrifice my time for their sake, to waste time with my brother or my sister, even if I get nothing out of it. And then a love that wants to make amends, a love that seeks to repair damage done, especially damage done to the one who has so loved me. Today, especially the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart, is partly a day not to have the extra donut, but to fast, perhaps, or to offer up some little sacrifice. Tomorrow, in the Immaculate Heart of Mary, you can have the extra donut. Today, you kind of give something up a little bit to make amends and repair the wounds to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, who loves so much and yet at times is loved so little. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.